Because we think that there are probably many, many genes involved in susceptibility to bipolar disorder, we're thinking it may be dozens, it may be more than that. One approach to isolate the effects of individual genes or particular gene variants would be to get a more homogeneous set of people to study, or phenotypes to study. One approach that we're using at Hopkins and some other groups around the world are doing as well is to look at clinically defined homogeneous subtypes. So, for example, only the subset of people who have psychotic symptoms, that is, hallucinations and delusions, which is about half of people with bipolar 1. We're also interested in looking only at people who have an early onset of illness. So if you look at only people whose illness begins in childhood or adolescence, you might have a more homogeneous subset.